Chapter 2 Silas threw the door of the small hut wide open, so it crashed against the stone wall, shaking some thatching from the roof. A young girl, no more than 5 or 6 years old, screamed and ran behind her mother, grasping her legs and peering out. Silas realised his appearance must be quite terrifying to a child. Muddied, matted beard, and his brown hair grown long, and tangled with twigs and leaves, stinking from the time in the field without a bath, and carrying a heavy bag soaked through with congealed blood. The mother of the child stared coldly at Silas.
"There is nothing for you here."
"Nothing," he said. "Not even a kiss." Instead, she stepped forward and slapped him hard across the cheek.
"You said you would only be gone 2 days," she yelled at him. "I thought you were dead."
"Sweetheart," he said in what he hoped was a placating voice. "Velua, darling wife, the mission takes as long as it takes."
"Shit on the filthy whore of a mission. What about your family?"
"My love, I'm a soldier. I go where I am sent. And the money I make keeps this roof over your head and food on your table." She looked up at the roof, where grey sky could be seen through gaps in need of patching. Then she looked at the table, on which sat a loaf of hard bread and tired-looking cheese.
"This roof. This food."
"Mummy," said the little girl. "Is that Daddy?"
Silas knelt on one knee and held out his arms.
"Sergia, darling, it's me."
Sergia screamed, this time in joy, not fear, and ran to him, hugging him tight. Then she took a step backwards and wrinkled her nose.
"Daddy, you smell."
"I know, darling. There were no baths where I have been."
"Where have you been, Daddy?"
"I've been helping keep you and Mummy safe from the nasty Caledonians and Miety."